poet Brenda Shaughnessy filling in for Tracy K. Smith. And this is The Slowdown. Have you ever wondered if there really is free will? If a lot of what I do, a lot of my fate, comes from heredity, the world already spinning, objects already in their places, with words already invented to describe everything I might come in contact with, how much say do I really have in my own life? So much feels predetermined by what came before me. My mother raised me the only way she knew how, which was how her mother raised her and her mother before her. How will I ever know if the way I parent my children is my own way and not at least partially an unthinking reiteration of all those previous generations' parenting? The question of agency is always, it seems to me, a seesaw. We exist in relation to what already exists, but we can still make decisions. I may have limited choices in where to live, given my finances. Limited choices in what to wear every day, given my occupation. Limited choices in what I can say, depending on who's around. But I can decide when to eat dinner, and how polite to be to the neighbors. And I may have the most agency when I have spending power. I can choose these curtains or that organization to support, or this book to buy. But that's cold comfort, really. How much agency do I think I have outside consumerism? What about the larger world, where I feel so small, but also feel such deep and passionate connection? I may not be able to change public policy, but I can choose my words when writing a letter of protest to my elected representatives. Still, though there are countless examples of what I can choose, there is always this cloud hanging over my head, so much rain that could pour down any minute. I can't stop the rain, but I can bring an umbrella. It's not much, but it's something. Is it enough? Can I bring enough umbrellas for everybody? I can't help how angry I am most of the time. But yes, my anger is something too. Something I can bring to any situation I find myself in. Is it enough? Is anything ever enough? Enough by Suzanne Buffum. I am wearing dark glasses inside the house to match my dark mood. I have left all the sugar out of the pie. My rage is a kind of domestic rage. I learned it from my mother, who learned it from her mother before her, and so on. Surely the Greeks had a word for this. Now surely the Germans do. The more words a person knows to describe her private sufferings, the more distantly she can perceive them. I repeat the names of all the cities I've known and watch an ant drag its crooked shadow home. What does it mean to love the life we've been given? To act well the part that's been cast for us? Wind, light, fire, time. A train whistles through the far hills. One day I plan to be riding it. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
Even before starting as host, The Slowdown was part of my daily routine, And I know that's true for so many of you. You can celebrate this special time in your day with a donation right now. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate. Thank you.